We, on the other hand, know the pirate's intentions and have devised plans of our own. Eung's sister made candies and hid bits of gold in them. Some families sewed gold and jewelry into the linings of their bras, the waistline of pants, in sleeves, behind buttons, or in underwear. Others wear their gold as teeth, and some swallow diamonds and other jewelry, knowing they can make themselves throw up or get diarrhea and retrieve the items later. The captain speeds up our boat and tries to outrun the pirate ship, but to no avail. It is much bigger and faster than ours and rapidly gains on us. Meanwhile, the women work frantically to ugly themselves up by smearing black charcoal paste on their faces and bodies. With ashen faces, some of the younger, prettier girls reach into the bags we have vomited into and scoop out handfuls of it to smear on their hair and clothes. Following Eung's lead, I grab the charcoal paste and cover my face and body with it. As the pirate ship comes nearer and nearer, the captain sends everyone but the crew under the deck. Crouching between Meng and Eung, my stomach churns from fear and the putrid smell. I do not know what to expect, and only know of them from the pictures in books I've seen. Flashes of ugly flags with skulls and bones, swords slashing at people's throats, and long knives cutting out our hearts edge their way into my consciousness. Slowly, our boat stops and my heart leaps as heavy footsteps jump aboard. Seconds later, the door to the deck flings open.
"Come on out! It's okay!" the captain yells to us. "These are just friendly Thai fishermen."
His voice does not sound to me as if his throat has been cut. The passengers refuse to come out and stay hidden beneath the deck.
"They only want to help us. They have invited us all to their ship for food and to stretch for a few minutes."
The captain assures us there is no harm in doing what they ask. Breathing a sigh of relief, I climb out with Meng and Eung. To my surprise, the pirates do not look scary at all. They have no swords, wear no eye patches, and hang no skull flags anywhere on their ship. They are dark-skinned and have facial features very much like us Cambodians. The boat is maybe 10 times the size of ours, with room enough for 98 people to walk and stretch. True to their word, they give us rice with salted fish to eat and allow us to drink as much water as we want. Afterward, I walk and find a toilet, a real toilet with flushing water and seats like the ones we had in Phnom Penh. While on the boathouse, when we had to go, we squatted in a hollowed-out weaving basket hovering over the water at the edge of the boat and had to hold on to a pole so as not to fall in the sea. As soon as I begin to relax, the captain announces that we are to return to our ship. Before we can get back on board, however, we have to file into a single line to meet our new friends.